On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. There's a beautiful new book of photographs that chronicles life in Maryland in the 1930s and 40s. It's called Maryland in Black and White, Documentary Photography from the Great Depression and World War II. I recently spoke about it with the author of the book, Constance Schultz. She's a professor emeritus at the University of South Carolina. Also joining us was Fred Rasmussen, a reporter for the Baltimore Sun for more than 40 years. He wrote the foreword for the book. He used to write a column called Backstory. He's now part of the Retro Baltimore team. The photographs in the book were commissioned by the Historical Section, a unit in the federal government's Farm Security Administration.
Between 1935 and 1943, that section hired over 40 photographers and created about 180,000 images of the 48 states and Puerto Rico.
And Fred Rasmussen, you know, this period is such a seminal period in the history of our country. What's your take on, say, you know, Tom Brokaw's coining the phrase "the greatest generation"?
I think Connie's book, it's a great palette for that. Those tumultuous 20 years, basically, 1929 to 1950. You have the Great Depression. You have the war. It forever shaped America. We'll never be the same again. It's such an important document. I look at that book and think to myself, I was only born 8 years later. And I look at these photographs, and it looks like another time. And it was another time.
Yeah, and it's not just all pictures of urban centers, although there's urban photography here and pictures of the war effort, et cetera. But, Connie, you call Maryland at this time a kind of microcosm of America. Why?
Well, because it goes from the mountains to the sea. It's a mixture of black and white. In fact, people have asked me whether this is a take on Maryland being an integrated state and the communities of Baltimore and much of the Eastern Shore. It has blue-collar workers. It has agricultural workers. It's got miners in the West and seamen working crabbing and oyster beds. And it's got industry. It's got lots of industry. So it's a little bit of everything. Bob Brueger called his history of Maryland, Maryland as the middle ground. And it really very much is. It's interesting that you pick up on the photographs of the urban centers because the historical section, the FSA photos, really don't start capturing urban scenes until quite late, 1937, 38. The first images of Baltimore are really 38, 39. And it's not till it's in the Office of War Information that you really begin to get lots of industrial photographs, Bethlehem, Fairfield shipyards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are a lot of beautiful photographs of the farms in, you know, Carroll County and, you know, Frederick, Hagerstown, Annapolis, those kinds of
scenes. Well, and lots in the Eastern Shore.
Yeah,
I mean,
the oystermen.
Oystermen and some of the agriculture of the tomato truck farms and that kind of agriculture, too.
And Fred Rasmussen, Connie mentions Bethlehem Shipyards.
Right.
And you note in your foreword that in 1943, when it reached its peak, I mean, they employed something more than 43,000 people, something like that.
They did, and they worked three shifts. They were off one day a year. That was Christmas Day. They were launching a ship a day at that yard. At Fairfield, the ships were launched, taken to a key highway yard where they were outfitted. We were able to outstrip, in our shipbuilding efforts, the amount of ships the Germans were sinking. So by 1943, we had regained control of the North Atlantic, largely due to the efforts of these American shipyards, specifically Bethlehem here in Baltimore.
Because Maryland was actually the leading shipbuilder.
Yes.
It was producing more ships than any other place
in the
country.
Any other yard in America. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And, Connie, you also mentioned, you remind us that the New Deal was not necessarily warmly embraced by the political class as well as the public at large. Matter of fact, so many local politicians and statewide politicians in Maryland opposed the New Deal. Some of Roosevelt's biggest supporters were Republicans.
Well, it's interesting because of this North-South split in the Democratic Party. And there are a number of issues that are going on. One is a a reluctance to have sort of the racial politics of the day overturned. And you speak of the Fairfield Shipyard, the Fair Employment Practices Act. African Americans, when they first started working there, couldn't go to the locker rooms. There was real resistance when they insisted that African American workers had to be treated equally, and white workers walked off, refused to be part of that. But quite apart from that, I think there was a fiscal conservatism in the leadership in Maryland generally, and we don't want the federal government giving us money. We don't think that government should be responsible for helping the poverty-stricken people. Welfare is a job for private and public-spirited citizens rather than for government. And
that conversation, of course, continues to this day.
But in the by 1932, 33, it just got too much for private charitable agencies to deal with the huge percentage of normally middle-class Americans who didn't have jobs,
sure,
who didn't have food.
Well, Connie Schultz and Fred Rasmussen, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Fred Rasmussen, he's a reporter at the Baltimore Sun and the author of the foreword of the new book by Constance Schultz. It's called Maryland in Black and White, Documentary Photography from the Great Depression and World War II. Constance Schultz will talk about her book, and you can see an exhibition of some of the photographs at the Enoch Pratt Central Library in Baltimore. Ms. Schultz will speak in the Poe Room tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and the exhibition will be in the second floor corridor of the Pratt until mid-September. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us. Local author James Magruder is on his way to Studio A to talk about his new book, Let Me See It. Stay with us.